from Atlanta News First Plus, this is Sports Tonight.
Happy Wednesday, Emily.
Welcome. 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row. We get 2 days in a row. How about that? Didn't expect to.
We're on a winning streak.
If we do a three, we'd be on a winning streak, right? So, welcome to Sports Tonight, everybody. I'm sports producer Scott Pennyman, of course, here with Emily Gagnon.
We've been apart for so long, he doesn't even know my name anymore.
That's not true.
That's all right. I'm okay with it.
Come on.
Pennyman, it's all right.
So, look, after we do our thing here on Sports Tonight, we have the Skyhawks after us on Peachtree TV. They'll be going head to head with the Canton Charge.
Those are your people.
Well,
don't be like that. Those are your people.
Yeah, I mean, if you consider they're affiliated with the Cleveland Cavaliers organization, then yeah, I'll take credit for the Canton Charge being, you know, I don't really know who's look, they have my one guy, Monty Bates. I know he's been with them a whole lot of the year. The Cavs drafted him in the second round. He was really good. But the second round pick of the Atlanta Hawks,
Muhammad Gay,
he'll be back in action with them. And also,
On assignment,
yeah. Also, I saw AJ Griffin too. I forgot he's with those guys now.
Good game.
Yeah, so that's plenty
talent,
of reasons.
You get to see talent tonight. Starting at seven.
Look, that's some pretty good talent on the floor, and guys who may at some point the Hawks may call on to actually help them. Especially, unfortunately, with the way guys are dropping like flies,
injuries.
Right? Yes, with injuries. You know, you don't hope to have to call on some of those guys, but that's what they're there for. So we were out there today.
Let's hear from them. Let's not wait a second longer, Scotty.
Let's hear from those guys ahead of their matchup tonight against the Canton Charge.
Yeah, I mean, the pulse is good. Obviously, it's, I think for us, you know, for me personally as a coach, it's been a fun challenge. You know, you go from having a consistent group, you know, that we started building from training camp. You did a lot of good things and kind of formed an identity. We're playing really well, obviously, during the showcase cup portion of the season. And then since that, you know, we've had a lot of just roster change in general, whether it's injuries, Hawks players back and forth. So I think, too, it's tough to catch a rhythm. I think for us, you know, it's – not saying that what we do is more complex than other teams by any means, but what we do, especially defensively, our scheme is you take some reps, right? It takes some game experience, and I think that's kind of where, you know, you've seen we haven't been as consistent on that end, which is fine. You know, I think just again, it's been good, and I think for us to, you know, be able to be home now for a little bit is going to be nice. And just, again, like I said, for me personally, it's been an interesting challenge to kind of dive into. And what are some things we can do, you know, maybe differently instead of trying to expect or trying to get guys maybe, quote unquote, caught up to how we've done things? You know, it's more so now, okay, with personnel changes, you know, what can we do maybe that we can maybe add to some stuff? You know, and I think that's where I really kind of try to put a lens on that. And again, it's been fun to see opportunity for guys. You see Kobe, who was with us for a long time, and now, you know, is playing and contributing. And then obviously we get AJ, we get Mo, Trent. And so these are some guys, obviously, that we haven't had up until this point. So a really good opportunity for those guys. You know, I think a really cool opportunity for us as an organization, as a team, to now help those guys. And, you know, I think our regular, normal roster guys have been around all year. I think they're perfect for, you know, for this situation.
How about Trent? I guess he's here. I mean, he can't go back unless he gets an NBA contract from the Hawks. Ready? He's here, so he's a guy that, you know, has been here. He's played 90. He's played a lot. Let me think, like 133 NBA games in his career. Now he's back here, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's excited to see him. Obviously, I've had a chance to be around him during the preseason and throughout the course of the regular season while I'm around the Hawks. And I think for him, obviously, a situation that is just part of the business, where I think his days were used up pretty early and was on a need basis. All that stuff is, you know, it's above my pay grade. So, but just for him to still want to play and be here and kind of just waiting, you know, he doesn't know what happens. I know the deadline's coming up where they got to make decisions, but, he wanted to play. He wants to play, wants to compete, wants to stay sharp. And again, just, you know, he's close to a lot of these guys, especially too, with having AJ and Mo here. But again, it's just been fun to kind of see him, you know, be back, and it'll be fun to see him get in the game and be able to compete tonight. But just again, he's just another guy for us that fits, you know, what we're about. So whether he's here for one game or 12 games or whatever that is, we're excited to have him here.
Yeah, it seems like he's an apple guy. It does fit your culture. I mean, you look, like I said, he's played 130 games in the NBA. It ain't about his stats.
Right.
Not
yeah.
He's a guy, I mean, he, you know, you can give the ball to him at the court, he can kind of take it.
Yeah, I think. For sure. And I think, too, he's more on the offensive side. He's more of a kind of a pure point guard, right? So I think it's not something where it's going to take away from other guys' opportunities. I think he's going to help spark our offense a little bit. I think he's going to be really good in helping guys like Rob and Jordan Bowden and AJ, you know, get going. And that part I'm really excited about. And then defensively, I mean, yeah, I think that his reputation on the defensive end kind of speaks for itself. And to have someone that can, you know, you can put on, you know, the other team's best player and can kind of anchor your defense from that guard position, you know, and then also you have, you know, Chris Silva on the back line. To me, I think it's just going to make us stronger. But yeah, no, we're, like I said, we're excited to have him here. Yeah, I think just for him, just you know, a professional approach. You know, I think obviously anytime you deal with something, you know, some sort of an injury like that, that's long term, and you can get antsy, right? You want to play in games, and you see your teammates, and you know, everyone as far as like, you know, the Hawks and us over here within the G League team, you know, everyone's playing games, and the season kind of starts kind of passing you by, you know. But the thing for him is just he's been so consistent in his approach to his rehab, and you know, not rushing everything, just being, you know, very diligent with his approach. You know, as we got closer to this day, you know, you could tell he was getting excited. You know, we kind of joked yesterday he was like going to be like a kid on Christmas Eve. So, but again, just really impressed with him. You know, as for a rookie, again, got a lot of, you know, smart and talented people in his corner on the medical side that have helped him kind of come back and rehab to get to this point. But also, too, a lot of credit goes to him with how he's approached it and kind of how his mindset was with everything. And, you know, now's the fun part, right? You've put in the time. Obviously, he'll be on a minute restriction tonight and probably for the, you know, foreseeable future for a little while. But, yeah, he's excited to play tonight. 16. Yeah. Yep.
What have you seen?
Yeah, I think he's really, you know, really similar to the same thing I challenged Kobe with when he came, you know, and spent time with us. You know, I think the one thing I've just kind of challenged the guys that have been, you know, the Hawks players, you know, our two ways and even assignments is, you know, that's going to be your pathway to get on the floor for Coach Snyder, you know, is being able to be a guy that can come in, step in, defend, and impact the game on that side, right? AJ's also a guy that, you know, he's proven that he's, you know, very capable scorer, you know, shoots the ball extremely well from the perimeter. You know, I think, but now can we get him to where, you know, he's really locked in on the defensive side? Can he be a guy you can put on the other teams, one of their better wings? And that, to me, in just two games, you can see growth, right? And I think especially when you haven't played for a little while, like, you know, he was out of the rotation there, comes on assignment with us, plays the first game, there's a little bit of jitters, and you're trying to get acclimated to your teammates. But that, to me, really stood out. Like, him moving his feet, his physicality, right? Especially that to me, was something that you see, especially on the G League side. You know, that's an NBA perimeter player. And then I thought he was even better as we played Greensboro. But just, again, someone who's taken on the challenge, understands. He's excited about, like, learning and getting better on that side. So, again, just his growth and development is, even though in the short two games it's been, I'm excited to see where it goes over these next few weeks. Yeah, a talented team, right? And I think even just you know, Porter, that their point guard, like him and Cooper, kind of swap places for this, at least these two games, it looks like. But just, you know, it's what I've noticed about, like, these teams, especially the second part of the season. Like, these teams are really talented. Like, there's some really good players in this league. You see the organizations respect, you know, individually, you know, or respectfully, I should say. It's they've got a lot of guys that can contribute. You know, a lot of guys, the same with us, right, that have been with the main team or coming down to kind of get reps and play games. You know, this team is no different. You know, it's like the records, you can throw them out the window, right? Again, even for us, like we, you know, I know we've dropped a couple, but we know what we're capable of doing. And, you know, you go play against when we're in Grand Rapids and Denver sends six guys on assignment and you kind of get thrown off a little bit. But, and yeah, you got guys like for them, you know, Monty Bates, and then you got Porter, and then you got Mobley, and you got Nance, and you got like there's a lot of firepower on that side. So, again, just a really good challenge for us. This is what it's going to take. You want to play in the NBA level, like you have to play against NBA talent.
No.
All right, Emily. That was the Skyhawks there. Once again, we're all fired up for their matchup at 7 tonight against the Canton Charge. You fired up for that? You ready?
I'm ready to go. But what I'm more fired up about is the partnership that was announced today between the Dream and Atlanta News First, Peachtree TV, Peachtree Sports Network.
The Dream Team.
The Dream Team. We'll be carrying the Dream's games this upcoming season. The season doesn't start till May, so, you know, hang tight. But any game that is not televised nationally, you'll be able to watch it locally on Peachtree TV, Peachtree Sportsnet.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. But we spoke with our general manager, Eric Schrader, and the Dream about this partnership, and now we're going to hear a little bit more about what they have to say about it and the excitement, you know, the hard work that went into this partnership.
For sure.
You know, this is so exciting. I mean, this is a sport that is booming. This is a team right here in Atlanta, and we want people to be able to see them. More people I talk to about the Dream, they're like, oh, I wish I could watch them, and I'm like, you can. You will be able to watch them. So it's just going to be great. I think that's a great question. I think there's a lot of things going on. First of all, just being on over the air, being on someplace that's easy to find, where people know where to get it, I think you have a lot of people who are just starting to turn into women's basketball fans. We see what's going on at the college level. We've had some tremendous games. That LSU-Iowa game set ratings records. I think people want to be interested in women's basketball, and it's a growing sport. But being able to find it, know where it is, and have a partner like us that we're going to promote it, we're going to talk about it, we're going to cover the players, we're going to cover the games, I think that's going to change a lot. And I think that a huge audience is out there in Atlanta just waiting for a chance to become Dream fans. You know, the legacy of Peachtree TV has always been live sports. There have been so many things on there. And adding the Dream and really allowing them to take center stage at a time of year where there are just a couple of other sports going on, it's a real opportunity to get people in the door. I think for both of them, it's a great story. For Peachtree TV, WPCH, it's just fantastic. I mean, again, we've got the opportunity to bring so many sports to Atlanta, and we're able to do it there. Peachtree Sports Network, that is so much fun because it's all through Georgia.
Well, this is really a new day for the Atlanta Dream. Any fan of women's sports knows that you have to hunt and peck to find your game of choice, to find any game that you want to watch. WNBA games are no exception. Some of them are national, some of them are local. Where's the next game going to be? So for us to be able to call Gray Television our home is a new day for us.
What would you tell fans that as they tune into Peachtree TV and Peachtree Sports Network, they start tuning into the Atlanta Dreams games more? What would you say to them in a sense of what they can expect from this team?
Well, first of all, I would say that everyone is watching women's sports, and women's basketball is on the rise more so than any other sport, more so than any other women's sport. Women's basketball shows the data that it's on the rise from a viewership perspective. One thing that's really interesting is Atlanta hasn't had the opportunity to see these games en masse, so I'm really excited. I would tell the fans, buckle up. This is incredible basketball, amazing personalities. We've got the best experience in the WNBA from an arena perspective, and our goal is to bring that to fans in their homes.
kind of going off of that, you mentioned the game specifically. What can fans anticipate when they watch these broadcasts and they watch this team in action?
Fans can anticipate excellent storytelling, basketball statistics. They can expect excellent professional basketball, not just professional women's basketball, but understanding the game from start to finish. They can expect player content. They can expect a network and stations that really are invested in telling these player stories and getting these games out to the masses. This partnership with Peachtree TV and Peachtree Sports Network is a new day for the Atlanta Dream. When our ownership took over 3 years ago, we really had to rebuild the team and the organization from the ground up. We have created in 2.5 years the best experience in arena. We focus on rebuilding this organization and actually bringing the awareness of the WNBA into Atlanta. And now we're excited to bring that to every household. Gray Television is a like-minded partner that really invests in women's sports and specifically one of the best in sports storytelling and game network management overall. So we couldn't be more excited. It's a brand new day for us.
Peachtree Sports Network. For a network that just started in October, it's been amazing. Obviously, we've got the Atlanta Hawks airing all over Georgia and in Alabama. But then we also have the Swarm, which is lacrosse, the Skyhawks, which is NBA G League. We've also got the Gladiators and the Ghost Pirates in hockey. So there's a lot. But we're getting ready to turn the corner. Some of these seasons are starting to end. So we've got more coming on. The Atlanta Hustle, which is the Frisbee League team. Now we've got the Dream, who most of their games will air on PCH, but they will all air on Peachtree Sports Network. And we got some more up our sleeves, so it's going to be a really good time to be watching PSN if you like live sports.
As your sports fan, this is a big sports entity for Peachtree TV and Peachtree Sports Network. What is just one thing you would want to tell fans about these relationships and the games that we're bringing to them for free?
You know, I would say, first off, these are your teams. These are Atlanta teams. These are Georgia teams. Get excited about them. I mean, you never know what sport you're going to become a fan of. So I would check them out. There's so much on television, but there are so few places where you can watch live sports. And this is a rare chance where the sports that haven't exactly crashed in yet, they have a chance to do it. So, yes, we've got the big teams. We've got the Hawks. We've got the Dream. But we've also got these smaller teams that are just starting out and are trying to build their fan base. So give them all a shot.
Anything else you want to add?
You know, women's basketball is just booming right now. I mean, if you saw the Iowa LSU ratings in the tournament last year, it's getting huge. And the Dream have been here, but people have a hard time finding them. Where are the Dream games? Being on an Atlanta station, an over-the-air station, a station everybody can find and has a legacy like WPCH, it's just going to be a fantastic partnership. They're going to get more visibility, and we're going to get a lot more viewers because the Dream are about to explode.
The first thing I want to hit coming out of this is we were talking...
A pretty cool partnership to wrap it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Dream partnership. It'd be cool to see some Dream games. Look, I actually want to get out there. I want to go see some Dream games.
Yeah, it's cool. It's very... What's the word I would use? Like intimate. It's a very intimate setting.
We've done stories with those guys, right?
Oh my gosh, the players are awesome.
The players are awesome. The environment, the game environment's awesome. So I love the WNBA. Since the WNBA has came into, I used to go to WNBA games all the time. Back when I lived in Cleveland, I was in college at that time. We had a team called the Cleveland Rockers. And those games were always pretty entertaining. I've always been a fan of... you know, those WNBA games, I think they're a lot more fun than what people give them credit for.
Oh my gosh, yes, 100%. It's awesome.
So, this is a day I hated back in school, right? Report card day. That was never...
But we like it now.
We like it now because we get to talk about it. But that was never a favorite of mine back in the day, report card day. So, today, NFL teams around the league, the NFL Players Association... makes a report card, a yearly report card of NFL teams, their facilities, just the different things around the complex, grades A through F, kind of like your report
and
card.
And players get to, like, it comes directly from the players.
It comes directly from the players, right? So yes. This is what they have to deal with every day, and they rate it. They put a grade on it as far as the treatment of their families.
Everything.
Food
facilities,
the
coaches,
facilities, the locker
owners,
room, training staff.
Everything.
I'm laughing thinking about the
Did you know that the owner, the Chiefs owner, literally got an F?
That's crazy.
He got the worst. The Chiefs owner got the worst grade of any owner there is. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys keep winning championships and it's been the same owner. Well, you've really got to be a bad person if that's the case. I'd be so upset if I were him.
I guess you just take these grades for what they're worth, right? I mean, the guy who gets the worst, the guy gets an F and he's helped them win 3 Super Bowls, right? So as you look around through some of these grades, with the Falcons come to mind, right? So they got some kind of average grades, right? But they got an F in 2 different categories. They got an F. So I'll say the good grades first. They did get an A- with the nutrition. Good news first, right? With the dietitian. So
stay
I guess they feed the players well.
Yeah, there you go.
But they got an F in the locker room. I guess they don't like what the locker room is or what it is. And they got an F weight room. I guess the players are none too pleased with the facilities as far as the conditioning and weight room facilities with the Falcons, because that earned them an F. That's never good, right?
No, that's any F is bad. Not good.
What's that about?
For me, Scott, I just think it's bad because it hasn't improved much from last season. Last season, the Falcons were like rated one of the like less favorable teams in the report card, and remains the same.
Kind of like their record, though, right? I mean, their record hasn't changed much, right, the last 3 years. So I guess it only makes sense that the grades haven't changed a whole lot. But it's kind of interesting when you look around the league at this report card, though. I mean, these players, they grade harshly. They grade more harsh than some of my math teachers back in school. I mean, there's a lot of Fs on these report cards. I've been in the Falcons locker room. I mean, we obviously have spent a lot of time in the Falcons locker room. When you look,
don't step on that Falcon.
Don't step on the Falcon, first of all. And when
you ever go in there, guys, I don't think you understand what that means. There's not like a real life Falcon in there that you step on.
Yeah.
There's a Falcon logo in that locker room, and if you step on it, you got to do push-ups automatically. It doesn't matter if you're a player or not. Wait, did you have to do push-ups ever?
I think the first time they kind of let me go. I think I didn't really. The first time I was in there, I didn't know the rules, and they came over to me and they said, "All right, man, that's 20 push-ups if you step on the Falcon." Yeah. So.
Like, I mean, you're told, but some people aren't told, and it's like right there. There's no exceptions to the rule. Like, time to do some push-ups.
I mean, I feel like I could bang out 20 push-ups, but, you know, I just didn't want to have to do it and look stupid in front of everybody. So,
I've never stepped on the Falcon. So, I don't know who told. I think Fred might have warned me. I don't remember, but it's like initiation to me.
It's all good, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so look, before we get out of here, Combine Week obviously has been going on in Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. A lot of UGA dogs are up at the Combine. 11 UGA dogs. So of those UGA dogs at the Combine, which ones are you kind of looking at the closest?
Ladd McConkey. That's easy. Obviously, he was banged up there towards the end of the season. Well, really throughout the season, he dealt with different injuries. Still played well, decent enough. But I think he has a lot to prove because he could be one of those players that could make a huge difference on a team.
Yeah.
He's fast. He's small, but he's fast. He's got great skills for a smaller player. That's not just speed. He's very versatile. Let's just put it that way. So I'm looking for him to have a great, great week in Indianapolis. I think that if he can do that, Scott, I think he will definitely be drafted second, third round.
Is he the kind of guy, do you think, with his measurables, that's going to blow the combine away, though?
I don't know. See, like that I don't know. He's the type of guy who, obviously, he was on nobody's list. Kirby took him. He was like number 5,000 on the list of recruits.
5,000.
And
that's a lot of players in front of you.
He came in and he blew everybody away and became a starter, which tells me a lot about him, right? Yeah. So you definitely want to go to the right team. And you know, when I always think of players like him, I think of the right team being the Patriots. I don't know why.
Well, because they had a lot of receivers like him over the years.
Correct. Right? And that have given them the chance, right? Like small crafty.
Shifty.
Yeah. So to me, a team like that would have to definitely go after a lot. McConkey. Also, I mean, you already know this, NFL scouts want to see Brock Bowers, and they only want to see him for one reason, and that's health. They want to know, is he healthy after having tight rope surgery, coming back in 26 days, re-aggravating that? I mean, come on, it's almost like, duh, it was going to happen, right? Like, you come back in 26 days, and you play, and then you're going to kind of have some difficulties there. I mean, I think that's only common sense.
Yeah, I mean, I wondered about that, though. I mean, from the time he came back early, I mean, the first thing I thought about was his NBA draft prospects, right? NFL, not NBA. He'd be a hell of an athlete then. But no, but his NFL draft prospects, because obviously he already had a couple of national championships. He had pretty much done everything that you could do on the college level. So I wonder, was it smart for him to come back? And hopefully it doesn't come back to bite him.
I have no problem with it. I think he just loves to play football, and he wanted to help his team. Sure, I had no issue with it.
I mean, I think that a GM will look at that and go, man, we're getting the right kind of player here, right? Because he's a selfless guy who put the team ahead of himself, and he loves playing the game. So that's the reason why he came back early. So I think those would be sort of feathers.
You just hope he didn't hurt himself to the point of damaging something, which you hope that that's not what happened. I don't think, though, Scott, by no means am I sitting here saying I think that it's affected his draft stock, because I think he'll get drafted top 10 no matter what, injury or not. But I do think teams want to know about his health, where he is in that process. Is he fully recovered? Yeah. He didn't play in the Orange Bowl in Miami, so he's had some extra time. I mean, it's been, 2 months now, almost 3 months that he's hopefully been rehabbing, been off the ankle or on the ankle, whatever his doctors are telling him to do. Yeah. But I do think a lot of people are super interested in knowing where he's at in that process. I think Bull will be a great DB.
He's gonna be a good one. Yeah.
For anybody who needs a DB out there. He's a great he's great at his position, but off the field, he's a good leader.
I think he's one of those guys who's probably going to tear the combine up, though. It's just from his physical abilities and how he can move. I think the combine is going to do him well.
I agree with you. And I also think when he sits in those rooms and does his interviews, I think a lot of teams will think, wow, this guy is well-spoken, has great thoughts, isn't afraid to tell us how he feels. And he's just a guy who, I don't know if you've ever seen like him on Aaron Murray's podcasts and stuff, but he's super upfront about things, and he just is not afraid to tell you how he feels. And I appreciate that about a player. So,
well, that's good. I mean, that's, you know, and I think that's when you saw him on the field last couple of years for them, guy was a super playmaker. He made a lot of plays out there for him. So I think that a team will see that. They'll see that on film and they'll feel pretty good about him. Hey, it's showing pretty fast, right? So we got to go. Thanks for watching Sports Tonight. Once again, hang in tight, because we got the College Park Skyhawks on here about to go head-to-head with the Canton Charge. You know, like we said, our guy Muhammad Gay back. So tune in, watch him. We'll see you tomorrow here on Sports Tonight. Enjoy and watch those Skyhawks.